As the world of technology progresses, there has been an increasing need for accessibility when it comes to music as far as MP3 players are concerned. Hello, my name is Chris Gilland, and welcome to my first review on Blind Cool Tech. Today I would like to demonstrate to you one of those software packages that makes this possible for the Apple iPods. Today I would like to demonstrate to you the program Anipod Explorer, put out by Red Chair Software. They may be found on the web at http://www.redchairsoftware.com. Again, that address is http://www.redchairsoftware.com. The program can be registered for approximately $35 US and works quite well. I'm going to be using my iPod Mini 2nd generation 4GB MP3 player today for means of this demonstration. Now, I have already gone up on the web and downloaded my copy of Anipod Explorer. Now, one thing I should make mention of is if you have a demo copy already installed on your computer and you purchase the full-blown program, you will need to uninstall the demo. The demo cannot be unlocked. What will happen basically is when you get your copy of Anipod and you purchase it, you'll be issued a username, which is generally your email address, and a password. This password will log you into a secure server on the redchairsoftware.com website. Once you log in, there's two things you're going to want to do. So the first thing you're going to want to do is click on the link to download the version of Anipod associated with your iPod. This also brings me to another valid point that I should mention, and that is that if you have more than one iPod, you will need to register this program multiple times because you can only have one iPod activated per copy of Anipod. Another thing too I should make mention of, however, on the contrary, is it is possible to activate multiple iPods on one version of Anipod, assuming, that is, that they are the same model. For example, you could not activate an iPod Shuffle and an iPod Mini with the same build, revision if you will, of Anipod Explorer. However, if you have, say, two iPod Shuffles, or say you have two iPod Minis or two iPod Videos, etc., you will be able to activate them successfully with the same copy of Anipod, and they should reside both very peacefully and very happily. You, however, cannot connect multiple iPods simultaneously to your computer. By this, I simply mean if you have multiple iPod Minis, for example, you can't plug both of them into the USB ports on your computer and then expect both of them to be identified in Anipod Explorer. I have already put this to the test with another friend's iPod that is the same model as mine to find that that does not work. And frankly, I was kind of annoyed to see this, but there's not much we can do about it. I wrote the authors, and they say that there's, for encryption reasons, that they will not go into. That's kind of an impossibility of a feature to create. All right, with that said, I think we're ready to begin with our tour. Now, I have already, like I say, installed my copy of Anipod Explorer. The next thing that I need to do at this point is to make sure that my iPod Mini is connected, and I am looking right now, and it most certainly is, and so we're good to go. Now, I have gone up on the Apple's website and downloaded the Apple Updater 2006. Basically, what the Apple Updater does is it basically allows you either, one, to update the firmware on your iPod, or two, to completely restore your iPod to factory settings. Now, I should make mention of one thing here, and that is, well, a couple things actually. The first thing is, be careful if you restore your iPod to the factory default settings without doing just an update, because it will actually wipe your iPod completely. By that I mean, not only will it wipe the firmware, it'll also wipe off all the data that you have stored on it. So if you're using your iPod as an external hard drive, or if you're using your iPod to store things such as Audible books, if you're storing music on it, whatever it may be that may be residing on your iPod will get erased. So make sure before you do it that you back things up if at all possible. With that said and done, I want to make sure that we're doing this with a clean installation. By that I mean completely, I want my iPod basically to be set as though it would be from the factory, as if I had just purchased it from a local Apple store. So, with that said and done, I'm going to, at this point, go to my Start menu.
Start menu, program submenu.
And I will now press the letter P for programs and bring up the programs submenu. So I will do that now.
Accessory submenu.
And now I will press the letter I until I reach iPod.
Internet Explorer. iPod submenu.
And I will press the Enter key.
iPod updater 2006-03-23 submenu.
And that's what I want. So let's right arrow or press the Enter key, either of the two.
iPod help.
And we'll down arrow.
iPod updater 2006-03-23.
And that's what we want. Let's press the Enter key on this.
Leaving menus. Start button. iPod updater 2006-03-23 dialog.
Okay, now basically what we've got here is a dialog box that popped up that basically doesn't read by default, unfortunately. What you're going to have to do is use your Jaws cursor or your mouse pointer and go up to the top left of the screen. And if you scroll down, you will see
restore the software on your iPod to the factory condition. Dialog. Included updates. Dialog. Copyright Apple Computer. Copyright Apple Computer. In 2002.
Okay, wait a minute.
Included updates. Included updates.
Let's just
copyright OK button.
If you root your mouse pointer, in the case of Jaws, that's rooting Jaws to PC. In the case of WindowWise, you would do an insert numpad plus. And then move to the right one word, insert numpad 6, and that goes for both WindowWise and for Jaws. You want to find the OK button, which is right there. I'll go ahead and press my left mouse button.
Left click OK button over 2 hours.
Now, what's going to happen at this point? Now, why it said over 2 hours, I have no idea where that came from. But let's root Jaws to PC again.
Name colon dialog.
It's just telling us the information about our iPod. But if we keep going down,
update dialog, update puts the latest system software on your iPod. Dialog. Restore button, restore completely erases.
All right, that's what we want, is to locate
settings, restore completely erases your iPod. Restore button.
That restore button right there. Left click.
Left click, restore button, dialog. Are you sure you want to?
Now it's asking if we're sure. Let's use our insert numpad right arrow, or insert numpad 6 rather.
Restore completely, settings period, your settings period, restore, restore dialog.
I'm just looking around the screen trying to figure
settings,
out.
Your music and other data will be Jaws to PC, all data cancel button, restore button.
There it is. We'll hit that. Basically, you have to root Jaws to PC every time with this, but I'm going to click right here on the OK button.
Left click, restore button, dialog, progress bar, 0%.
And right now, it is formatting my iPod. In just a moment, you should hear the Windows hardware making the little doo-doo sound to let us know, there it went, to let us know it's been disconnected. Now, that's not really factually true. I didn't unplug it. That's just because it's updating things, and thus Windows no longer sees it. In just a moment, we should hear it come back. We'll hear the thonk as it goes up. And then Windows Explorer should actually pop up and tell us that our iPod is installed. We'll see all the files and folders, such as iPod Control, etc. I'm just waiting right now for it to update. It takes a couple of seconds. There it goes. And in just a moment, we should hear from Windows Explorer that our iPod has been recognized. you can actually disable that in Windows where it will not come up in my computer like that.
Apple
but,
iPod dialog. Windows can perform the same action each time you connect this device. List you manage the device using Rhapsody.
And this is where you do just that. If you down arrow, you can take several different actions.
Corner always perform the selected action checkbox not checked.
Well, shoot. Let's turn the PC cursor on. Sorry about that.
Take no action.
So that's what I want to do is take no action. And that thing about Rhapsody, if you don't have Real Player Rhapsody installed, you're not going to see that. Let's tab over.
Always perform the selected action checkbox not checked.
And check that.
Check.
Because I don't want it to keep popping that up every time I go to restore it, because I get the point.
Okay button.
You, on the other hand, may not want to do that because it may be a good way to know that the iPod is fully restored. But in either case,
iPod J, folder view list new, not selected calendars.
I press the Enter key on OK. And as you saw, now we have the folders have come up. We can just close out of there with Alt F4.
iPod updater 2006-03-23 dialog.
And we'll close out of there.
Summit.
And we're out. Okay, now it's time to get down to business. I'm going to go to my start menu, being that I've already installed my copy of Anapod.
Start menu, program submenu.
And I'm going to now press P for programs.
Accessory submenu.
R for Red Chair software.
Replay music submenu.
Nope, go again.
Rhapsody submenu.
Again.
Red Chair software submenu.
And there it is. And let's press enter on that.
Anapod Explorer submenu.
And
Red
that's...
Chair software submenu.
Okay. Now, Anapod Explorer is not actually what we want. We want a down arrow. Well, maybe it is what we want. Okay. I'm sorry. Right arrow or hit the enter key.
Links and documentation submenu. Red
okay.
Chair software submenu.
Now, down arrow.
Anapod Explorer.
Go down again because, like I say, we don't want Anapod Explorer. Well, we do, but not quite yet.
Anapod Manager.
That's actually what we want. And what that'll do, let's hit enter.
Leaving menu, start button.
Now, what that's basically done is that's put down in our system tray a copy of the Anapod Manager so that now we can navigate and do whatever we need to do. Now, there's a couple of ways we can access that icon from the system tray. One of the ways is, if you're a JAWS user, such as myself, you can press Insert F11 to bring up your JAWS system tray list. Or if you're a WindowEyes user, you can press Insert S, as in system tray, and that will bring up your system tray list. Another way you can do this, presuming that you're using Windows XP, as I am, is to press your Windows key, and while holding that down, press the letter B, as in Bravo. That will jump you to your system tray, at which point you can then navigate by first letter navigation by pressing the letter A, as in Anapod, until you get to the Anapod Manager. And then you can do a right mouse click by pressing your Applications key. The Applications key is located one key to the left of your right control key. Your right control key is located two keys below your enter key. Okay, with that said, we have the manager now running, but we're not quite ready to start transferring our music just quite yet. We still need to activate this. Now, you can skip this step if you've only simply gotten the demo, but if you've got the full-blown product as I do, you will need to activate it, which I have not yet done because it is a little tricky to do that, and I wanted to show you the process of how to do it. If you recall, I did mention earlier that when you log in to the Red Chair Software website at redchairsoftware.com, there were two things you had to do. I mentioned the first thing was to download your copy of Anapod. The reason I did not mention the second thing was because I wanted to wait until this point so that it would make better sense. At this point, the next thing you're going to want to do is go down and get your transaction ID. This will generally be a 17-character long alphanumeric, by that I mean both numbers and letters, string, which you will need to input into Anapod Explorer to activate your iPod. With that said and done, I'm going to now bring up my system tray list with an insert F11, since I am a JAWS user.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, and about manager icon.
All right, perfect. It landed us right where we need to be. Let's press the enter key to do a right click.
Context menu, connect iPod.
And like I said, if you so choose to not want to do that, you don't have to. That's totally up to you. Now, we need to connect the iPod, first of all. So let's press enter on this. And why it did not say leaving menus, I will never know, but it has been done. Let's, again, do an insert F11 to go to our system tray.
Leaving menus, select the system tray icon dialog, list box, and about manager iPod.
So now it decides to tell us that it's leaving menus. I don't know why it did that, but okay. Let's press enter, and when we do, you'll notice
context menu, connect iPod unavailable.
That option has now become unavailable because we have already connected our iPod. Okay, and now if we go down,
disconnect iPod,
which as you can see is available. However, that's not quite what we want to do. Let's keep going down.
Eject iPod unavailable.
Frankly, I really do not know what the eject option does. I think that has to do with when you're unplugging the iPod, but again, I've never used that option, so I wouldn't even worry about that. I would just personally consider it as irrelevant.
Open iPod Explorer, dot, dot, dot.
Which is exactly what we want to do. So let's press enter.
Leaving menus, iPod Explorer, iPod Explorer 1-1, preview, iPod Explorer, iPod Explorer.
Now, let me kind of explain to you the way that this is laid out. Right now, you have across the top of your screen your title bar, which can be read by pressing in JAWS Insert T or in Window Eyes Control Shift T. I will do that now.
iPod Explorer.
And as you heard, the title that we currently have is iPod Explorer, which is fine. Below this, we have our standard menu bar, which has the following. I'm going to access the menu bar by pressing and releasing my Alt key.
Menu bar file.
And I'll right arrow.
Edit.
Again.
New.
Again.
Favorites.
Again.
Tools.
Again.
Help.
And that would be it. So let's get out of the menu bar. I'm going to tap the escape key one time.
Leaving menus, preview, iPod Explorer.
Okay. Below the menu bar, we have a standard toolbar. However, you're not going to be using this toolbar. There are more efficient ways of doing this, which I will show you very shortly. The first thing we need, however, to do is to activate our copy of iPod. Now, I have already copied my transaction ID to my Windows clipboard, so let's root JAWS to PC in my case.
JAWS to PC.
And we're going to go up to the top of the page.
Take home.
And go down below the menu bar and everything.
Highlight new favorites, tools, help. Back search iPod options.
Keep going.
Folders.
Keep going.
Folders name, header bar, content, header bar.
Keep going.
iPod Explorer is not yet activated for this device.
And one more time.
Desktop.
And again.
Double click here to activate.
All right, we're going to put our JAWS cursor.
Double dash click here.
On the H in the word here.
H.
And you would have to do this with your mouse pointer, by the way, too, if you were using Windows. We're going to double click.
Left click, iPod Explorer activation dialog, Apple iPod Mini J7879C5P0 device name, device ID, your iPod is not yet activated for use with iPod Explorer on this computer, transaction ID, edit.
And this is where it wants our transaction ID, so I'm going to turn my PC cursor back on and do a Control V to paste, and now I'm going to hit the home key and just read a couple of the characters here to make sure, and let's make sure that
AP5L.
Perfect. Then we can simply tab.
Activate button.
And hit the space bar. That was a good sound, too, because now
JAWS to PC. Take home. File and iPod Explorer. Minimize symbol. File edit view. Back search iPod symbol folders.
I'm just going down with my JAWS cursor.
-1 point folders iPod 3. Desktop congrats my documents.
Oops, listen.
Desktop congratulations. Your iPod has been activated for use on this computer. 6.
Okay, so now it's been activated.
PC. When?
I can simply now Alt F4. And right now, if I read my current title with Insert T,
iPod Explorer,
we can close out of there, Alt F4.
Socket Foundry Sound Forge Sync.
And at this point, I will go to the system tray, insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Anapod Manager iPod.
Hit enter.
Context menu, connect iPod.
And as you can see, it disconnected when we did that, so we need to reconnect, which I have just done. I still don't know why it's not saying leaving menus like it should. That's kind of odd, but anywho, we'll ignore that for now. Now, there are a couple things we need to do before we start transferring music over. There's a couple of accessibility concerns. Let's go and insert F11.
Leaving menus, select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Anapod Manager iPod.
And we'll hit enter.
Context menu, connect iPod available.
And up arrow until we...
Exit about Anapod, browse Anapod, open Anapod Explorer.
Get to open and hit enter. Now what's going to happen?
Anapod Explorer opens 12 items, 3 new, Anapod Explorer opens, Anapod Explorer opens.
Now, okay. 12 items.
Audio tracks.
See?
Search. Audio. Anapod Explorer open.
And that's just in the tree view. But we're going to make this a little easier to navigate because what's essentially going to happen at this point is I never finished explaining to you the way that this window is laid out. Right below your toolbar, you have two panes going horizontally, okay? On the left side of your window, you have a standard tree view, just like you would have in Windows Explorer. On the right side, you have a list view that will contain your files and your folders. By folders, I mean where you have like audio tracks, search, etc. Now, the thing that makes this a little bit unspeech, if that's even a word, friendly, is that you have a situation where the list view pane on the right, at this given time by default, is set up kind of like a grid. If you think about the way a grid looks, you have several columns. You have, like, for your artist, your title, your genre, etc. For some reason that is beyond my explanation, both JAWS and Window Eyes will read this list view. However, they will not move focus to it. In other words, if you're in the tree view and you press the tab key one time, it's not going to jump you to your list view. What you essentially have to do in order to get it to work is to use your JAWS cursor and move anywhere within that list view and do a left mouse click to actually select and highlight one of the items in the list view, presuming that there is something in the list view. So, I'm going to show you a way to fix that problem so that it will read a little better. The price for doing this is you are going to lose your tree view pane on the left. However, I think you'll find that this way still will work a lot better and be a lot more screen reader friendly. So just stay with me on this. Okay, we're going to root JAWS to PC. Go up to the top of our screen. And we want to look for Anapod options. Now, I happen to know that it's on the line right below the menu bar.
Which,
as you just heard, Anapod options. Now, I'm going to press the end key. And then insert left arrow, or rather insert numpad 4.
Anapod.
Okay. Insert right arrow or numpad 6, whichever you want to say.
Options.
And that's where we want. You want to be on the O in options,
O,
which by default you naturally are. And that, by the way, that's the same principle you're going to take with your mouse pointer and Window Eyes as well. Okay, let's do a left mouse click on this.
Left click, 3 new, general.
And general is exactly where we want to be. So we're fine. Let's tab one time. Well, first of all,
PC.
Let's turn our PC cursor back on. Okay, let's tab one time.
Anapod Explorer options dialog. Edit one number locals $110 Anapod Explorer dollar.
That's not really necessary. Let's tab again.
Browse dot 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 button.
Okay, I'll tab again.
Use default button.
Again.
Right pane autofocus for users who navigate by keyboard only. Checkbox not checked.
Now, as you heard, that's not checked. We're going to check it.
Checked.
Which I just did. Now let's tab again.
Disable various operation complete confirmation messages. Check box not checked.
That's up to you personally. I would check it.
Check.
Tab.
Enable apostrophe spreadsheet view with grid lines and alternating row coloring. Check box checked.
And you want to disable that. So, spacebar to uncheck that.
Not checked.
Tab.
Change color button.
Definitely, by no means would I advise you doing that, changing the colors. Otherwise, JAWS and WindowEyes may really have some problems. Let's tab again.
When an audio track is double-clicked, perform the following commands. Edit combo, properties, edit tag.
Well, that's... I would leave that alone.
Highlight entire row and item is selected in right pane. Checkbox check.
That's fine.
OK button.
And we're set to press OK. Hit the space bar or the enter key, your choice. And when we do, watch what happens.
List view, not selected audio tracks, 00MB, 3851MB, 3851MB.
Much better, huh? Now, that may have sounded a little bit confusing, but I'm going to take you a little by little and explain to you how this works. Let's hit the home key.
Audio tracks, 00MB, 3800.
Okay, let's just take a look at this with the JAWS cursor and more in context, because we do have columns here. Your first column is audio tracks. That's the folder.
Tracks.
That's where all of your MP3s or Audible books or WAV files, etc. will be placed. Okay, let's go again.
Zero.
So audio tracks, zero. It's telling us that there's zero tracks currently on the iPod. Now that makes perfect sense because obviously we just flashed the firmware, as you well remember. So that makes perfect sense. Okay, let's right arrow again. Or I'm sorry, rather insert right arrow with our JAWS cursor or our mouse pointer.
Zero. MB.
Zero MB. So it's telling us that right now... we are using 0 megabytes of storage on our iPod, which makes perfect sense.
3,851 MB.
That 3,851 MB is the amount of space that the iPod basically currently has that it can use.
3,851 MB.
That, again, 3,000, what did it say, 851 or something, I think it said MB that second time, is telling us that's the capacity of the iPod. So in other words, audio tracks, zero. We have zero audio tracks currently on our iPod, okay? Out of those zero tracks, we're using 0 megabytes of storage currently, you know, on the iPod. There is currently 3,851 megabytes, so approximately a little less than 4 gigs free on my iPod. And out of those 3,851 megabytes, we have 3,851 megabytes free. So that all looks good. Well, now, let's just explore this list view a little bit before we get going with this. I'm going to go to my PC cursor.
PC.
And let's just down arrow.
Data files.
Okay, data files. So you can actually store data files on your iPod. In other words, you can essentially use this as if it were a hard disk. Now, if you're going to do that, I would not advise doing so through Windows Explorer. You'd be better off going through Anipod Explorer to do that. I'm going to down arrow again.
Search, zero.
So you can actually set up a certain search criteria, and I'll come to that later. Let's keep going down.
Playlists, zero.
Playlists, zero. So you can actually add certain tracks to a playlist. Again, I'll come to that later.
Artists, zero.
We have zero artists on our iPod.
Albums, zero.
Zero albums.
Genres, zero.
We don't have any genres.
Photos.
Now, photos is where you would actually store, like, GIF files, JPG files, etc. Now, if you had an iPod photo, this would probably actually be quite handy, because then you could take your iPod on the road with you, and the pictures that you put in photos would actually show up where you could see them on your iPod display screen. I assume that's probably not going to be useful for a majority, though, of us, considering most of us can't see. So, that's kind of irrelevant. Let's keep going down.
Contacts, too.
Now, contacts 2, the reason it's saying that is because it's basically telling us we have 2 contacts, but essentially all they really are just, you know, different contacts. One of them is telling you how to get to the Apple website for iPods. It's just telling you apple.com/iPod. The other one is basically giving you the telephone number and address and support email for Apple Care. And it puts those there by default, so I wouldn't really worry about that currently. By the way, it's pulling these from off of your iPod, not from the RedChair software's Anapod Explorer software. Now, you can supposedly hot sync between Microsoft Outlook. Now, I want to make something clear here. I did say Microsoft Outlook. I did not, keyword, did not say Outlook Express. But Outlook, just plain old Outlook that comes with Microsoft Office, you can supposedly hot sync your iPod and Anapod to basically correlate, if you will, back and forth to import and export your contacts. I haven't quite yet figured out how to do it, but if anyone knows how to do that, I would be very interested in hearing. But if I find out before anyone else does, I will definitely let you guys know. Let's go down again.
Notes 1.
Okay, that's pretty much just instructions on how to use the iPod and whatnot. Nothing really that great. Let's go down.
Last Transfer 0.
So, Last Transfer 0. As you can see, we haven't transferred anything.
Utilities 1.
Utilities, I've never really fooled in there, except for maybe once. And I can tell you, based on what I remember, there wasn't really anything relevant in there. However, if you go down again.
Device Information 7.
Device Information 7. I'm going to take you in there real quick because that's actually useful if you ever call Apple Care and need help with something. Let's press enter.
List view, not selected model Apple iPod Mini J.
So it told us, I'll hit the home key to select that.
Model Apple iPod Mini J.
And that's perfectly fine. It's telling us that the model is an Apple iPod Mini J because it's on our J drive. Let's go down again.
Owner, my iPod.
Owner, my iPod. Now, let me show you something here. This is kind of important. Let's root JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC. My. Owner.
And right there on the O and owner, let's do a right mouse click.
Right click, context menu, refresh.
And go to our PC cursor.
PC.
And go down.
Rebuild left page 3. Change owner name, ..
That's what we want. We'll hit enter.
Leaving menus, please provide a name, dialog, edit my iPod.
And I'm just going to now type Chris's iPod. And now I'll press enter.
List view, owner Chris's iPod.
And so we just changed that, as you saw. It just makes it for being a little bit more user-friendly. Let's hit down arrow.
Hardware version, iPod Q22B0.00.
Okay, that's our hardware version that the iPod Updater 2006 installed.
Firmware version, 1.4.1.
So we have the software.
Version, iPod
well, actually, the hardware version isn't going to change, but the firmware version may.
Firmware version 1.4.1.
Which is fine. Go down again.
Driver version 6.0.2.17.
And that's fine.
Anapod device ID 7879.
And that's just the ID that identifies your iPod from any others.
Audio support, yes. /search support, yes.
By the way, I'm doing this just with my down arrow key.
Playlist support, yes.
And as you can see, that's pretty much it. Now, just like in Windows Explorer in a list view, let's hit the backspace key to back one level up.
List view, not selected audio tracks, 00 MB, 3,800. Audio tracks, 00 MB, 3,851 MB, 3,000.
We're back in there. So now, I think we're ready. Let's press the enter key to go into audio tracks.
List view, not selected player is empty. Drag and drop your audio files here to transfer.
Don't worry, it's not that difficult. Okay, let's bring up my music library.
Start menu, programs, leaving menus, run dialog. Window C, folder view, list view, not selected. Music. Folder view, list view, not selected, Christian.
And I'm going to now highlight the Christian folder.
Christian.
And I want to copy these to my iPod. I don't want to move them. I just want to copy them. So let's do Control C to copy. And I'll now Alt F4.
Anapod Explorer audio tracks. List view. Not selected. Player is empty. Drag and drop your audio files here to transfer.
Now, unfortunately, I have found that Control V to paste into this program doesn't really work. So what you've got to do is go to your edit menu. So I'll press Alt E as in edit.
Menu copy.
And down arrow.
Paste.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. List view. Not selected. Player is empty. Drag and drop your audio files here to transfer. Building file list. Dot. Dialog. See music. Christian Wow 2001 blue disc. See music. Christian Wow W 2002 red disc. Cancel button. Cancel button.
And at this point, it is currently transferring files. Now, I don't know what that ding was.
Cancel button.
Yeah. But what you can do, however, is if you read your current title bar,
16% transferring the device.
You'll see that it's 16%. It might ding on occasions. Anyway, in lack of saving time, I'm going to, because this could take a couple of minutes, if I read my title bar at this point again, insert T.
30% transfer into device.
You can see that we're only 30%. So in lack of saving time, and whatnot, I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording.
Back up and running as just signed in.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording until this is done transferring, and then I'll come back and we'll continue the tutorial. So I'll be right back. And we are now back on the recording. Now, something really interesting just happened, which I will now show you. Because I transferred full-blown directories and not just individual MP3 files, it made it pop up the following dialog box, which I will now read to you.
Anapod Explorer dialog. Yes button, no button. Directories and slasher playlists were transferred. Would you like to generate playlists out of them?
So, I'm going to say no at this point.
No button.
And hit the space bar.
Cancel button.
Now if we read our current title with an insert T, we will hear
no window is active.
No window is active, which is actually normal behavior for Anapod. So let's Alt-Tab.
Anapod Explorer audio tracks. Anapod Explorer
Alt-Tab again.
Transfer complete. Dialog. Club Red Arena. Transfer throughput. Close button.
Now that Club Red Arena, I really don't know what that means, but I've installed this on multiple systems, and in both cases I heard it say that, so I really don't know what that is, but we're on a close button. Let's hit the space bar.
Anapod Explorer.
Now watch.
List view. Not selected. Various Keep the Faith 2000 Volume 101 Build Me God / Kathy Dracoli MP3 2686 KB 251.
So, at this point, we've gotten our files transferred. Now let's go back one level with the backspace.
List view. Not selected.
And hit the home key.
Audio tracks 169, 656 MB, 3155 MB, 3851 MB.
Now, as you just heard,
Jaws the PC.
It gave us the file name.
Tracks 169.
So we got 169.
656 MB.
656 megabytes is how much room it's taking up.
3,155.
3,155 megabytes
MB.
Is how much is free on the iPod. And
3,851.
3,851
MB.
Megabytes is how much capacity it will hold. So as you can see, very, very informative, very easy. And eventually you can just have it.
Audio tracks 169, 656 MB, 3,155 MB, 3,851 MB, 1 of 13.
And eventually you just get used to that and knowing what it means. Let's down arrow.
Data files.
Keep going.
Search 0.
Well, let's just try that. Let's root Jaws to PC.
Jaws to PC. S.
And we're on the S in search. Let's do a right click.
Right click, context menu, refresh, refresh.
And go to our PC cursor.
PC.
And go down.
Rebuild left pane 3.
And go down again.
New simple search, ..
And if we go down again, however,
new advanced search, ..
I have not found the advanced search to be very user-friendly and very speech-friendly. But you guys may have better luck than I have. I'm just not a very patient person, but
refresh.
Okay, let's go down.
Rebuild left page. New simple search dot dot dot.
And we'll hit enter.
Leaving menus. Simple search dialog. This finds matches an artist, album, title, or genre fields. Edit.
See, this is pretty advanced as it is. Okay, I'm just going to type in, I will be here. And press enter.
List view, search 2.
All right, and it says here, search 2. So it obviously found 2 matches. Now we can go in there by pressing the enter key.
List view, not selected, various low W, the 90s, disk 206, Stephen Curtis Chapman, slash, I will be here, MP34.
And as you heard, it found it.
Various low W, the 90s, disk 206, Stephen Curtis Chapman, slash, I will be here, MP34.
It told us what album it was on. It told us the artist and the title. Now let's go down again.
Various low W, the 90s, disk 210, Michael W, Smith, slash, I will be here for dot, 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 MP3, 4,296 KB.
Now, you might want to hit your control key and your numpad plus.
Various low W, the 90s, disk 210, Michael W, Smith, slash, I will be here for you, PPP, 4,296 KB.
And as you heard, that kind of expanded that view a little bit and made it where it read everything. But let's go back up.
Various low W, the 90s, disk 206, Stephen Curtis Chapman, slash, I will be here, MP3, 4,196 KB, 428 KBPS.
Now watch this. If I press the enter key on it.
Edit track information dialog. Edit Stephen Curtis Chapman, slash, I will be here.
You can now edit the ID3 tag information that will show up on the iPod. You've got the track name.
Edit various.
Okay, that will be the artist.
Edit low W, the 90s, disk 2.
There's the album.
Edit 6.
That's the track.
Edit contemporary Christian.
That's the genre.
Edit.
I'm not real sure what that is. Let's root Jaws to PC and go up.
Composer checkbox, check mark.
Oh, okay. That's the composer.
PC. Edit 1999.
That would be the year.
Save button.
And you can save. Now let's just see.
Cancel button. Only check fields will be updated in the selected tracks. Edit 0.
Okay. I don't know what that 0 does.
Edit.
But,
Jaws to PC track number checkbox, check mark, save PC.
Okay. You can see this doesn't read the greatest. I'm going to hit escape.
Various low W.
If you were to do that, I would prefer it's probably better to do it ahead before you transfer it and to do it through Winamp. Just hit Alt 3 on your num row, assuming that Winamp is up and that you have the song either 1 playing or 2 playing but paused. And by the way, in Winamp, if you want to pause a recording just while it's playing, press the letter C as in Charlie. And then press C again as in Charlie to unpause it. Okay. The final two things I really want to show you is...
Jaws to PC. A. V.
Let's right-click on one of these tracks.
Right-click context menu. Play track submenu.
And play track submenu. PC. Let's hit the enter key on that.
Play in Windows 5.1.2.
And you have several options here.
Choose playback software... dot, dot, dot.
So you can choose the playback software, or
play it Winamp 5.1.2,
which I will press enter on.
Leaving menus.
And in just a moment, Winamp should launch.
Various low W.
And we should hear. There it is. Now,
Jaws to PC.
I do want to show you this. Let's right-click on playlists.
Right-click context menu. New playlist. Dot dot dot. New playlist PC.
And then press enter on that.
Leaving menus. Please provide a name. Dialog. Edit. Type name here.
And then you could provide a playlist. And it would be the same principle. You just right-click and then go to Add to Playlist when you're highlighted on a particular song or have a group of songs selected. And then it'll move it over to that playlist. And it's that simple. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So if you guys have any questions or any comments, let me tell you how you can get a hold of me. You can do so. The best way is via email. So I think that's what I'll give you. My email address is C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo, NC as in North Carolina, at Carolina, that's C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, .rr.com. This is Chris Gillen for Blind Cool Tech, signing off.